Well, political pollsters love focus groups, but perhaps the most important focus group in the American electorate looking forward to the 2012 election right now is Latino voters. The leading edge of population growth over the past decade in America is Latinos, which means while millions of Latinos are registered, there are millions who have yet to choose a party, choose a candidate, and are out there potentially crucial to whoever wins the nominations, particularly in a state like Arizona. And joining us now is reporter Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez from KJZZ in Phoenix. She's also part of the Fronteras Project, a multimedia collaboration focusing on the southwestern border between the U.S. and Mexico, led by KJZZ in Phoenix and KPBS in San Diego. Nadine, good morning.
Good morning.
So how focused are Latino voters on finding a comfortable candidate right now from your reporting?
Well, right now they're trying to find their home. They're trying to find a candidate that addresses their issues of concerns and truly commits to those issues.
And what kinds of people have you spoken to? What opinions and sense of sort of political activism strikes you?
Well, one of the things that the Latino community is saying, we have three big concerns: the economy, jobs, and immigration reform, and it doesn't necessarily have to be in that order. They want a candidate that focuses on those three things, and most importantly, on that immigration reform. Pollsters have found that Latino voters, whether they may know or not know someone who is affected directly by immigration reform, they nonetheless see it as a very important issue in their community, and they want a candidate, whichever candidate that may be, to address it, not only to say we want to do something about it, but truly puts an outline as to how they are going to move forward with that.
All right. Well, looking demographically, this young person is certainly a newcomer to American politics. Listen.
A lot of things have come up involving Arizona, and we're finally being, like, recognized in Washington, D.C., so I feel that finally this will give us a chance with the GOP candidates and with immigration becoming a big thing. I think it's a really important thing to vote this year.
Immigration is going to get out the vote for young people in Arizona. Who is that you spoke with?
That was a 19-year-old student at Arizona State University. And when I asked, you know, several questions that a lot of pollsters have already put out there just to verify this, is it true that this is what they're thinking about? And this young lady basically said, hey, this is my first time out there voting, and I am telling you, immigration is not only my preference and why it's motivating me to vote, but it's also the discussion among my peers. So I'm going to get out there and vote.
And the political analysts in the Southwest are having a field day with all this polling and information. Listen.
Our polls are consistently suggesting if immigration isn't the top issue, it's second just behind the economy and jobs. And so I think that is the one issue that's somewhat specific to Latinos that's likely to drive how they vote in 2012 and actually might even drive whether or not they vote.
Now, who is that analyst?
Hey, that's Dr. Sanchez with the Latino Decisions, and they are pollsters who basically go out and question Latino registered voters and get their thoughts on issues. And they have come up with this result on their poll saying, yes, immigration is a priority. That is what's going to motivate them. But many of them are still trying to decide who they're going to vote, what party they want to favor, and what candidate they're looking for.
And the question is whether there will be hostility or an embrace of the GOP as we move forward into the campaign. Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez, reporter at KJZZ in Phoenix, part of the Fronteras Project, joining us from Phoenix. Thanks so much, Nadine.
My pleasure.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.